All right, a whole lot to get to here in this segment. First of all, go to the New York Times homepage. The most viewed story, Journal's paper on ESP expected to prompt outrage. Benedict Carey, science reporter for the New York Times, a surprise?
Yes, it is a surprise.
Didn't see it coming.
The journal, this is a psychology journal, and it's a good one, called the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. And, you know, it's rare that studies of ESP or telekinesis or any of these paranormal things get into the sort of mainstream science journals. It does happen. It happens every, well, decade or so. But this one is particularly interesting because of its author.
And, you know, the Weekly World News would have this, you know, every week. But the question of science and ESP, on the one hand, our senses don't explain everything about reality. There are other phenomena that aren't captured by the senses. Is this different from looking at that?
Well, that's a big category you've laid out there. I mean, I think that it is. I mean, if you're going to test this, you have to design an experiment that looks at some specific thing. You have to narrow it down. And that's what this scientist has done. He's a social psychologist named Daryl Bem, very well known for some theories he developed. He's emeritus now, retired.
Ben, are you looking for some quotes for your article tomorrow on the ESP story?
Let's give them to me.
You're looking for some quotes? Well, here's Professor Bem right now. We have him on the line. Actually, we did have him a moment ago, but maybe we will get him a little bit later. Anyway, okay. Continue with what you were saying.
Well, I was just saying, so he's a very well-respected guy, and he's designed experiments that are sort of the reverse of some classic experiments in psychology to look at specific things. You know, people trying to predict random events, essentially, is what it is.
Now, Jeff Rauter joins us. He's a psychologist at the University of Missouri. And how is this debate, Professor Rauter, different from, say, you know, the scenes in The Matrix, where, you know, you have kids moving spoons and there's all this sort of mystical talk about, well, there's a lot of things we don't understand, but this is true?
Well, the phenomena that Dr. Bem, you know, claims to show is really kind of a small effects phenomena. The thing you have to understand is that when Dr. Bem asks people to predict the future, his people might have a baseline of a half. So you'd get it half the time right if you were just using chance. And he shows numbers like 52% correct or 53% correct. And so it's not that the evidence is overwhelming that everyone can see. Like in The Matrix, you see the spoons moving, and we can all agree what happened. But the question, I think, here is you'd expect by chance to have a certain, you know, wouldn't be implausible to have certain levels of performance above chance, you know, just by the sheer random nature of things.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Rauter, who's a psychologist at the University of Missouri, and Ben Carey, who's a science reporter for the New York Times, about the most viewed story this morning on the New York Times site, which is a decision by a psychology journal to publish a paper that's authored by Professor Bem, who we have on the line right now. So, Ben, get your recorder going here. Professor, we have two guys who are talking about your work. Is a 52% favorability for an event that might be due to ESP enough to call that a real correlation?
Yes, but as with all scientific findings, the proof of the pudding is going to reside in whether or not other people can replicate the results.
Right. Now, Daryl Bem, you are a retired emeritus professor at Cornell. They didn't retire you because you wanted to work on ESP, right?
No. I retired because I got old. When I started working on these, I just retired in 2007. I've been working on my first publication in ESP was 1994. So, no, I didn't retire to work on this.
How hard is it to design an experiment that's going to be embraced by the scientific journals and the likes of skeptics like Jeff Rauter and Ben Carey, who we also have on the line?
Well, the experiments themselves are fairly simple, and the difficulty in designing them is just to make sure that you've ruled out all possible other sources of error in what you find. And Jeff Reuter, for example, is among many people, and I'm sympathetic to this point of view, that the kind of statistics we use in psychology are getting outdated and that we need to shift to what he calls the Bayesian approach.
All right. Well, we will ask Jeff Reuter about that in a moment. But first, Ben Carey, what do you most want to ask Professor Bam this morning?
You know, I had an exhaustive conversation with him a couple of days ago. I am curious to know what the reaction has been and what he's, you know, what his feedback he's getting just today and yesterday.
Professor?
Well, I'm getting feedback that ranges all the way, all across the spectrum. Because the results actually haven't been published yet, I haven't heard that much from the psychological community. But the comments on blogs and things range from lots, and emails range from lots and lots of people saying, way to go, I've always had ESP, here, let me describe my dreams to you, or I want to be tested because I've inherited this ability from my mother. So I get lots of those. And then I get a number of them from well-known skeptics, James Alcock of
sure.
Skeptical Inquirer,
yep.
and Ray Hyman, whom I know personally, we're fellow magicians, is always called on these things and has always been completely skeptical.
The reaction in the inbox of Daryl Bem, who's an emeritus professor at Cornell, author of a study that a psychiatric or psychology journal is going to publish on strong evidence for extrasensory perception. Jeff Reuter, before we go, explain why you think the statistics in psychological research are outdated.
Well, we're using an old paradigm in statistics called null hypothesis significance testing, and it allows us, the idea behind kind of the current version is that we make decisions rather than report evidence. And the statistics I recommend and others recommend is that we report the evidence. People can come in with their own kind of set of prior beliefs, and they can update them according to the evidence to form a new belief.
Right.
And so we separate out the evidence from the data to what you believed before you went in.
All right.
And we can agree on what's the evidence from the data without necessarily, that's kind of our public discourse, without necessarily sharing, you know, what ultimate conclusions we made each individually come to.
At the very least, it suggests that it's okay to ask the question. Jeff Reuter is a psychologist at the University of Missouri. Ben Carey, science reporter for The New York Times. So you want to get one of those people in his blog, Professor Bem's blog, who inherited ESP from his mother, maybe on the line? Ben?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's work on it. Ben Carey, science reporter for The New York Times, and Daryl Bem, author of the study and all of the reaction that he's getting, much more to come. Thanks to all three of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.